In an op-ed recently, Scott, you focused a lot of your attention in that op-ed on Kash Patel, who is President-elect Trump's pick to be the FBI director. What are your biggest concerns with Kash Patel being nominated for that post?
Yeah, there are many. With this nomination in particular, but also with Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Hegseth, President-elect Trump, at our view, at Veterans Responsible Leadership, has shown he's kind of gone to the extreme and wants to see if the Senate is going to confirm, you know, his most picks that people, even in his own transition earlier on in interviews, thought, you know, that he wouldn't even go this far to nominate someone like Kash Patel. So yeah, he's a conspiracy theorist, the regular on Steve Bannon's podcast. He regularly parrots the called the Fed's Direction conspiracy theory, where he believes that the 2020 election was stolen and that the January 6th insurrection was set up by the FBI. He wrote a children's book called Prelude to a King, where Donald Trump is the king. It's all about wanting to teach the kids about Donald Trump. And he also co-produced the song from the January 6th insurrectionists, where they did their own version of the national anthem from prison. So these are real things that happened. This is someone who is just deeply unqualified to serve as the director of the FBI, as we've seen from the terror attacks on New Year's Day. The FBI is a serious organization that we need competent people in, and Kash Patel is anything but that, and it really could be a danger to our national security if he's confirmed.
Scott, you pointed in that op-ed to Senator Tillis saying that he seemed to support the choice of Patel as FBI director. Do you think there are enough Republican senators that might hesitate to support Kash Patel as they have other cabinet picks like Matt Gaetz or even questioning RFK?
That's what we're hoping for. I think once the hearings begin and, a lot of this gets out more into the public, these senators are going to have to think long and hard if they want to put their name on a vote for someone like Kash Patel or Tulsi Gabbard or Pete Hegseth. Tom Tillis is someone that, I don't think he's a far-right MAGA extremist. I think he's someone that, is conservative, but he's shown in votes in the past that he can work across the aisle. But I also think he knows, potentially he's running in 2026 and could be primaried. And so he's trying to have it both ways, where he doesn't want to upset the base and lose a primary. But I can tell you that that's going to really hurt him in a general election if he has, his votes to just conspiracy theorists like Kash Patel. So I'm hoping, Mitch McConnell, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, there can be four, moderate and reasonable senators to do the right thing.
Scott, knowing that the president-elect probably wants somebody in his orbit for a lot of these posts, would you and the Veterans for Responsible Leadership be okay with anybody else the president-elect nominated for FBI director?
One example of a Marco Rubio for Secretary of State. There are normal people he's nominating. I'm not sure who else would be next in line after Kash Patel. First and foremost, I just wanted to, the reason that Chris Wray was nominated by Donald Trump after he fired James Comey, and these are supposed to be 10-year terms in the FBI, and that's just another norm that President-elect Trump is blowing up. It's supposed to go across presidential terms because FBI is supposed to be a nonpartisan position. So there's no reason that Chris Wray, I know he resigned, but it was obvious he was going to be fired once President-elect Trump got nominated. So I'm hoping there's more experienced people. He did win the election. He should get to nominate who he desires. But the Senate is a co-equal branch and has the advisory consent role. So there are much more qualified people in Kash Patel.
Scott, I was looking at the website for the Veterans for Responsible Leadership this morning, and on the homepage, it says that you support candidates that are committed to principled leadership. How do you describe principled leadership?
Yeah, absolutely. It's party before country. This is a group of veterans that the organization was started by people that were in the 2001 Naval Academy graduate class and, you know, immediately went off and served in Iraq and Afghanistan. And we were made up of people across the political spectrum. And we just want people that, you know, that can stand on integrity, that put principles over power. You know, on a day like today, I just wanted to reflect on, you know, January 6th and just, you know, the terrible day that it was in our nation's history. But someone like a Mike Pence, who stood up and in the face of great pressure did the right thing to certify the election. Someone like a Liz Cheney that voted for Donald Trump 95% of his votes on his term, but, you know, in the moment would not go along with, you know, his attempted coup. So these are people that, you know, in face of great danger and threats to their own personal security, put country over party, and history will judge leaders like that greatly.
Scott Peoples with Veterans for Responsible Leadership. Scott, appreciate the time and the perspective as always. Thanks so much, and have a great day.
You too, Chris. I really appreciate it. Hope to talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much.